Mortar attacks in several neighborhoods of the Syrian city of Aleppo have left over 40 people dead and dozens of others injured. Mortars landed in Soleimaniya, Al-Midan and Maysalun neighborhoods. Such attacks are usually blamed on foreign-backed insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Meanwhile, the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says nearly 50 people, including over two dozen soldiers, were killed when insurgents attacked military barracks in Aleppo. According to opposition activists, 20 militants, including a commander, were also killed in the fighting. But Syrian media say troops foiled an attempt by terrorist groups to infiltrate the barracks and killed a number of assailants. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now on the line from the Syrian capital. Now, Muhammad, what more can you tell us about these mortar attacks in Aleppo?
Those mortar attacks have killed dozens of civilians, among them children, today in the city of Aleppo, and injured over 80 others. Some of them are critically injured. Of course, those mortar shells also, as usual, caused heavy material damages to the properties of the civilians, shops, and also apartments. This is definitely not the first time that the militants fire mortars on residential quarters, whether in Aleppo, Damascus, or in the city of Homs, of course, and civilians are always those suffering the most, being killed and injured. It is not only in Aleppo where mortars also fell today. We know that there is a civilian who was also killed because of a mortar shell in Bab Sharqi area in Damascus. Also, there were several mortars that hit another area in Damascus, Masjid al-Saut Manin area, injuring an entire family, a father, mother, and two children. In addition, of course, also there were several mortars that hit the city of Homs, injuring seven civilians. So this is definitely not the first, and it seems that the foreign-backed militants have a plan to continue firing those mortar shells, especially after being defeated in various parts of the country. Qalamon, they have suffered one of the hugest losses for them. They were defeated in the whole Qalamon region in Damascus, northern countryside, and also in the city of Homs. The Syrian army has advanced further in the old quarters where the militants are heavily positioned. Usually, we always see such attacks following their defeat. They only attack the civilians because this is a signal and shows how desperate they are. They're not able to fight back the Syrian army, so they only attack the civilians trying to destabilize the country.
And Muhammad, also tell us, if you can, do we have a clarification at this point about what exactly happened in that attack on the military barracks in Aleppo?
Yes, of course. We know that the foreign-backed militants several days ago attacked some of the military points and government buildings in the city of Aleppo. However, they said in the media that they took control over those buildings of the military posts in Aleppo. But, however, it seems that there was a ferocious fight over there over that particular post in Aleppo. However, the Syrian army was able to regain control of that area and kill large numbers of militants there. Today also there were several areas where fighting continued inside the city of Aleppo as militants continue to try to attack the safe zones there and the military checkpoints. However, we know that today they also suffered heavy losses and the Syrian army was able to kill over a dozen of militants in one of the military points that those armed men tried to attack.
Okay, Muhammad, thanks very much for that. That was Muhammad Ali speaking to us live from the Syrian capital.